May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We learn in today's gospel that life is precarious. In our own family, we have already seen two deaths this year. First, my little brother Bob, and just a few weeks later, Netsy's uncle Douglas. And you too have seen the same, or even more, as in your own families. And it's a difficult time for us all. The question in today's text is whether or not these deaths came about because these people were such terrible sinners. What a terrible question. The crowd mentions this because, the crowd mentions the atrocities of Herod and the precarious collapse of the Tower of Siloam in Jerusalem. And we, too, have seen these sorts of disasters in our own time. Natural disasters, disease, crime, terrorism, airplanes falling from the skies, crime and violent outbursts of anger, and ships who are stuck at sea. Nor is it uncommon for people to assign blame onto the very unfortunate people who die in such tragedies. Just this past week, a popular TV preacher blamed the Muslim victims of New Zealand for the shootings in the mosque, as though they had caused it somehow because of their faith. Yet if that were true, how would she explain the deaths of committed Christians? Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe are countries where majorities are Christians, 55 to 80% of the population, and even more. For that matter, how would she explain the floods in our own lower Missouri River Basin, where thousands of Christians are suffering today? Jesus, however, rejects such shallow theology today. Such an answer would suppose that God is the primary cause of all actions, both the evil as well as the good. It also takes away any individual possibility for action or choice. Jesus asks, "Do you suppose that these folks were worse sinners than the rest of you?" And Jesus answers his own question in the negative. "No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will perish just as surely as they did." Well, we don't like that answer either. While Jesus maintains that the trespass is not the cause of the calamities, it is also the persistence of sin in our lives which leads to death. And not only physical death, but also spiritual death as well. It is not the sins, nor the infraction of the law, nor the trespass of the specific commandments, but living persistently in sin and ignoring our own concupiscence, even as we imagined we have lived lives free of wrongdoing. Instead, Jesus explains that living our lives apart from being honest with God and without asking for forgiveness in wrongdoing is coming to terms with our own failures to seize the opportunities or renewal of grace. This is what keeps us from God. Living solely by our own standard is the ultimate misunderstanding of what God desires for our lives. Instead, these accounts of Jesus' interactions with the crowd provide us with an invitation to repentance, amendment of life, and restoration of the wrongs we have done to others. Moreover, the parable of the fig tree reminds us of God's forbearance. This same parable is in the other two synoptic gospels, Matthew and Mark, as well as here in Luke. However, in the other two, Jesus curses the fig tree and it dies the next day. Here, Luke reminds us of the merciful gardener who husbands the tree for another year, taking care of it in hopes that it will produce fruit. And so God also husbands each of our lives as well, that we too might bear fruit. Of course, it is not only Luke who reminds us that God is patient with us. In today's first lesson, we heard that we should seek the Lord while he may be found. We should call upon him while he is near. The psalm reminds us of last week's gospel, where Jesus compares himself to a mother hen who gathers her chicks under her wings. Today the psalmist sings, "In the shadow of your wings, I shall sing for joy." And Paul reminds us in our second lesson that no testing will come over us that is uncommon to humanity. God's faithfulness will not allow us to be tested beyond our capacity, but will, with the testing, also provide a way for us to endure it. In summary, through his teachings and the scriptures, Jesus invites us to lives of repentance, full of repentance, not to berate us, but quite the contrary, to remind us that God's grace is always there for us. Grace, patience, and forbearance. God treats us like the gardener treated the fig tree, giving us a little nourishment and a little water, gathering us around the gracious table of God's mercy. Here, Jesus shares the peace of God with us, that we may know God's patience, love, and care. Where forgiveness is clear, wellness is sure, and love overflows. Amen. The word is near you on your lips.